You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Among all the catchers that have ever played the game, Pudge Rodriguez defensively might be the best. I watched most of his career. I was in Texas when he came up as a rookie, followed him very closely. And I would get arguments from some people who said, no, Johnny Bench was better than Pudge. I'm not sure that's the case. I mean, the combination of the incredible velocity he had in his arm with a quick release, his mechanics behind the plate. I just don't know that you can be better defensively than Pudge Rodriguez was. I remember talking once to an American League manager who talking about things like runners not being able to take big leads off of bases because he would throw behind and pick them off. He said that defensively having him there for nine innings every night might have been worth one run a game for the team that had him catching when he was in his prime. And his prime was a long time. Talking about a guy that won the Gold Glove at catcher in each of his first 13 seasons. He was at both an All-Star and a Gold Glover each of his first 10 years in the major leagues. Just an incredible, incredible player. And he hit the ball well. He came up. Always seemed to be able to hit the ball hard, and over time, came up with the ability to hit for average, hit for power, and really he just kept getting better. Unfortunately for him, the teams with the Texas Rangers weren't that good, but he did move on and play for some really strong teams. He had a great year with the Florida Marlins in 2003, caught the last out of the World Series. That year when the Marlins upset the Yankees, he was on some very good Detroit teams and turned in good years there. He's a guy that was a 300 career hitter all the way through his age 36 season. And he played so long. He played almost until he was 40, played 20 parts of 21 seasons in the big leagues, and by the end dropped off a little bit below 300. But that was really only because he was still valuable enough defensively and all around that teams wanted to have him in the lineup even at the end when he wasn't as good. And, if you look just the pure numbers throwing out runners, to me that was the absolute best part of his game, was firing down the second base to catch a runner who was stealing. He caught 46 runners, or 46% of runners, throughout his career, and played at a time when the league average was 31%. So he was almost 50% better than the average catcher in that time. And, I think it really put him among the best catchers, even ahead of Johnny Bench. I think, you'd be talking about him. If you look at the numbers, Roy Campanella, Gabby Hartnett might be the only catchers who were as effective as he was in shutting down a running game. And this guy, he even stole 25 bases one year. He was a good athlete who could pretty much do everything you wanted on a baseball field. If you could find a five-tool catcher, Pudge Rodriguez might have been the guy.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.